Man, I feel like a clipper.
Oh, yeah. I'm on board with that intro. Hell yeah, dude.
I had that song stuck in my head so hard. That's a great song.
It's because it was playing at that Clippers game.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They tried to get the whole crowd to sing it.
But they should.
I mean, I was surprised at how little the enthusiasm was.
It's a, I mean, it's an all-time great.
All right. Anyway.
I digress. I'm William the Opinion Updike.
And I'm very positive Chuck Mockler.
And we are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network. We're coming at you 5 days a week with all the Clippers content you can handle.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a heck of a show lineup for you today. We're going to kick things off with a preview of tonight's action against the Lakers.
Brentwood, man, got to watch out.
I know. I hope we got this one in the bag, but
I do too. There's a couple things I'm worried about, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll get into that. And then we're going to follow that up with another quick little preview of Sunday's action against the Warriors. In case you didn't know, we're going to be doing a live event. That's Sunday, 5:30 p.m. Tom's Urban. Check it out. At LA Live.
Yeah, right across the street from the Staples Center. We're going to be drinking beers.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Having a good time.
Yeah, having an awesome time. I think they have like crazy margaritas there too. It comes in a pint glass.
Huge. Yeah.
Anyways, and then we're going to finish things off with our regular Friday segments, which if you're new to the show, every Friday we do the Pacific Division Power Rankings.
Yep.
This is the near the end of the year edition.
Yeah.
And I think both of our rankings are going to shock the world.
Yeah, these are good. I'm looking at these. I like these. Especially like yours.
And then we got our other Friday segment, Love, Marry, Kill.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing the futures of the top...
The top lottery bound teams.
Yeah,
the worst teams in the league.
So all that and more coming up right about now.
So we are playing the Lakers tonight at Staples Center. It is it was on paper a Clippers home game.
Okay. Normally I would feel like this would still be the energy of an away game, but I feel like with how the Lakers season is going, maybe it's closer to 50-50?
Maybe. I hope.
60-40?
I still think maybe 70-30.
All right.
I hope not.
I hope we're the loudest 30% in the building.
They got shellacked last night, so they might not have too many people. So Beverly
get caught lacking. You'll catch a shellacking.
Damn straight. So Beverly is questionable.
Yeah.
I asked Clipper Nation on Twitter if we should sit him. Pretty much a unanimous yes.
Yeah, if he's in pain.
Let him chill. Let him do his thing. I think we can make up for it.
With the playoffs coming up, you know, there's just no reason.
Yeah. And then the Lakers, Reggie Bullock is out?
Yeah, he's got a foot thing, so he's day-to-day. He did not play last night.
Okay. McGee also didn't play last night, right? Or no, he did.
He did.
Okay, sorry. And then, of course, they have a myriad of other injuries. LeBron is shut down. Kuzma didn't play.
No,
he's
Ingram.
Day-to-day.
Yeah, Kuzma.
Huge blow if Kuzma doesn't play tonight for them. And then...
I actually thought that they were going to shut him down, too.
They should just shut everybody down. This game is this like a trap game or like a diet trap game?
Diet trap game. I mean, there's always the potential for it to be a trap. I mean, there's, you know,
it's just not
all of these teams are one of 30 in the world that's like the best at this. So, yeah, I think any game could be a trap game.
Well, yeah, any game's a trap game, but I guess in the sense of like, for me, this is a trap game and like we could just play poorly, not so much that the other team does something really well that we can't combat. You know what I'm saying?
You're saying it's more on us to lose.
Exactly. Yeah, like trap game is like, oh, you know, the Hawks could shoot lights out from beyond the arc, but this is like, oh, we could really just be terrible.
Yeah, we could really just,
What do you think we got to do to win in this game?
You know, just play well. Everybody's got to show up.
Just the work.
I'm sorry. That's terrible insight. I think we got to murder these guys on the glass.
Yeah, easily.
They're 20th in the league in rebounds. We're just outside the top 10. It's going to be huge. It's going to go such a long way if we can just generate any second chance opportunities, especially with having Trez right there able to finish anything up, or Zoo, his finishing, not great last game, but it has been trending upwards in my opinion.
He usually does well the game after he has a poor game.
Yeah, and I think that he's going to be unleashed against this team. We can get into that a little bit in the matchups.
I'm excited for that.
But yeah, just like I said, grabbing those offensive boards when they're around, and I just think like on the defensive end, just not letting them get second chances, it's going to rattle this team.
Yeah.
Like, the rebounding is going to rattle this team. They don't want the physicality that we're going to play with. We're going to play this game like it's a playoff game.
We absolutely should as well. And so are they.
Yeah.
But I think ours physicality is going to maybe overtake theirs.
Oh, yeah.
Is that 20th league since the All-Star break?
Yes.
Since they got rid of... who did they get rid of since the All-Star break?
I don't know.
A 7-footer who's pretty good. Oh, that's right. They gave, anyway, sorry. Didn't mean to revisit that. Mine is kind of a problem. We got to bury these guys early.
Oh, yeah.
We have to just come out off your energy point and just, we can't play down to their level. Personnel-wise, they're kind of a shell of a team right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, just they're missing their main guys.
Yeah.
They still have Rondo, who can weirdly carve us up and grab boards.
Lance, who's
annoying, but
so annoying, and he will, like, if he's having a night, the whole team is going to vibe off of that.
100%. This needs to be like a wire-to-wire, like, Harden in up 29 type game for us.
Yeah, yeah, and I'll get into this in my prediction, but I really hope that we're, like, it's more than a close game. Like, I hope that we're really able to come back and kind of make a statement.
Yeah. What else you got?
Just kind of forcing them into isolations. Like, maybe even running some kind of aggressive traps. They only around 30% of their field goals are even attempted unassisted. So I think if we're forcing the primary ball handler to shoot outside of the arc, they're going to have a really rough night.
Shout out to Rondo.
Yeah.
And then also you got to keep them out of the paint right here.
Yeah, so they score around 49% of their points in the paint, which is good for third in the league.
Damn.
That's
pretty good.
Generally only 44% of our points come in the paint, which is a little surprising to me, but we do, you know, we take a decent amount of threes. We take an average amount of threes.
Yeah.
So I think we got to be strong there.
What you're saying is hold down the paint.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more. What could go wrong? For me, Alex Caruso continues his meteoric rise and puts the entire city of Brentwood on his back. He goes for like 48 now. But if, like we said, if Rondo's locked in and KCP went 4 for 19 last night,
mm-hmm.
he's a guy who can decide to kill the Clippers.
Yeah.
If he's playing better, McGee, if he's playing strong, because he's kind of a momentum guy just like Lance is,
mm-hmm.
I think it could just be one of those, like, if it happens early, it could be another punch in the mouth.
Yeah, they also like have a lot of length, especially when they're running Mo Wagner at the four and JaVale at the five.
Which they did last night. Didn't work very well.
Yeah, but I mean, length bothers this team.
For sure.
So, I mean, if I'd watched much tape of this team, I would be like, let's go as big as we can go and see what happens.
Yeah. Do you think maybe they'll play some zone given their length?
Possibly. I don't know.
Could be.
I don't know what they have going on schematically right now. It must be so hard for Luke Walton. Like, you're going to get fired. I don't know if anyone's listening to you.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Lance Stevens was like, okay, Luke.
You got it, buddy.
You got it, big dog.
Another thing that could go wrong is just poor ball control. We both average around the same amount of steals per game, so we can't give these guys any easy possessions.
No.
They're currently averaging around 15 turnovers a game, so I'd like to see some solid effort from Shea to kind of boost those steal numbers, kind of poke the ball away as much as he can. And the Lakers are currently scoring nearly 17% of their total points off turnovers.
That's incredible.
Which is third in the league.
Yeah.
So if we're not controlling the ball well, they're going to score.
They will, absolutely. Huh. Oh, side note, Clipperholics asked for nicknames for Shea and Shamit on the starting lineup,
mm-hmm.
and they came up with the SS Bingo.
Okay.
I love it.
All right. I like it.
Sorry, that just popped in my head. Shout out to Clipperholics. Let's get into some matchups. I got one big one. We just kind of talked about it. Zubats versus McGee.
All right.
I think this is a great kind of litmus test for Zubats to see where he's at ability-wise 3 years in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
definitely.
I don't know if Zubats is better than McGee right now. I'm not saying he is. I'm not saying he isn't. But it's just a nice kind of... McGee's a pretty physical player. He's got good footwork.
Yeah.
He's smooth.
Yeah.
And he can kind of catch fire. I also, there's a great article by Dan Wyke today in the LA Times. McGee's playing for his contract.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
You know, so these last games is where you make a mark as these 1 year guys.
Yeah.
So this is going to, he's going to be,
I mean, Zoo
up.
Is though too.
Yeah, for sure. Both these guys are going to be fired up. I think McGee's probably going to be fired up too because Zubats is playing for the Lakers. Those comments that were not malicious at all by Zubats about the Lakers fans could have been taken the wrong way.
Definitely.
But I'm excited to say these guys kind of bang around because it's like that old school center matchup.
Oh, yeah.
Not
yeah.
a lot of shooting.
No.
What you got?
I guess Gallo versus Wagner?
I'm excited for that.
I don't really know who of their forwards are going to guard Gal, but I'm going to have to go ahead and assume it's going to be Wagner just because of his size.
Yeah.
So I think that size could maybe bother Gallo a little bit on the perimeter,
uh-huh.
but I expect Gallo to use his craftiness to kind of get around that, sidestep him. And anytime they're in the post,
give Gallo the ball.
Yeah, yeah. If anytime like they're in the post and it's Gallo on Wagner, I like those odds.
100%.
I really, really like those odds. Maybe they'll try to put Caruso or something on him once again.
I would love to see Caruso try and post up against the strongest man in the league.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'd like to see Gallo doing some drive and kick stuff, maybe some rim runs.
Does Wagner still have that haircut?
I have
you
no
know
clue.
What haircut I'm talking
I
about.
I do know what haircut you're talking about. I don't even know. Does he still have braces?
I think he does.
Because he's 16 years old or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a young man.
Shout out to Mo Wagner. We're sorry.
Seems like a good dude.
You seem like a good kid. Bummer that you guys lost in such an embarrassing fashion against Villanova. Anyways.
The Grizzlies. All right, moving on.
Another one I got is Temple versus Stevenson. With Pat out of the starting lineup, I would really like to see Garrett have a strong defensive effort on this one.
Yes.
Especially because we don't really run a whole lot of sets through him.
No.
He hasn't been shooting that great. Given there have been some outstanding performances from him.
Absolutely.
On a consistent basis, hasn't really been there. I'd like to see him defensively really lock this one
especially,
down, kind of make up for the last game.
Yeah, at Kendrick Bourne. What's your prediction for this game?
All right. I'm just huffing fumes of Clippers today. I'm feeling great.
I'm huffing fumes of Clippers. Huffing hope.
I'm thinking it's going to be 120 to 102 Clippers.
All right. I like that. I'm saying...
I really hope that this is a statement game. Like, I'm going to preface it with that. Like, I really hope that this is a statement game.
I hope this is a game where I could maybe grab a chili dog in, like, the middle of the fourth and be like, oh, I didn't miss much.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, I'm predicting something similar. I'm going to say... 115-98 Clippers.
Ooh, holding them sub 100.
Holding them under 100.
I like it.
Yeah. Guys, coming up.
As Don McLean said on the other one, the first team to 100 generally wins, and the last team to 100 generally loses.
Sometimes he's right. He was right on that one.
Only right call he had in that
Rockets
game.
Absolutely. Coming up after this quick break, we're going to be doing a breakdown of the Warriors game. And you know what? If you want to watch that Warriors game,
You can watch it at Tom's Urban.
Tom's Urban. We'll be drinking giant margaritas. They got 70 big screen TVs, so it hopefully we'll be on one of them.
I'm going to go cross-eyed trying to watch all of them at once.
I'm going to get real bad headache. I'm going to get some loaded tots probably. Those were very good.
Yeah, they have good food there. If you don't feel like drinking or you got to drive or whatever, they do have really good food.
You got to drive, you know? They'll give you free water if you have to drive. Check out some March Madness
only
there.
If you have to drive, though.
Yeah. Check out some March Madness there the night before. See some Clippers second-round picks. Yeah, my bracket is bad, but who cares? So welcome to the Warriors preview.
Hi-yo.
Gah! I was trying to think of a sound to do. This game, does winning this game matter a whole bunch?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on the fence about it.
I mean, not
I
a
want
whole,
to win, obviously.
Not a whole bunch. I mean, here's the
it's
thing.
It's not indicative of anything, I guess is what I was trying to
it
say.
It doesn't, it means nothing.
Yeah.
The game means nothing. I don't know if the Warriors are going to play everybody. Their seeding, I'm pretty sure, is 100% secured. Our seeding is, we're going to be a 6
borderline,
seed, guys.
Yeah.
Even if we lost every game, I'm pretty sure we still have a big enough lead on San Antonio to stay in that 6th spot. They're currently sitting at about, they've gained some ground.
How many games?
The Thunder, rather. The Thunder are a game and a half behind us.
Okay.
But
still dicey.
I think that we're pretty secure.
If we win tonight, we're secure.
Yeah, yeah, we're for sure.
But you never know.
Yeah, as long as we win this game, we're pretty much secure there at the 6th. And the Warriors, yeah, the Nuggets are a full 2 games behind. They're in the one.
Okay, cool. So what we need to do to win, shoot better than the last time we played.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in January... we lost to the Warriors in a game in which the Warriors shot 24% from three.
Really?
Yes. Dang. Go to basketball reference. It blew my mind.
Dang.
We countered that by shooting 16%.
You know what? I remember this game.
Not much else needs to be said about that. We obviously should shoot better this time around. And if Bev is back to his old form,
mm-hmm.
we'll absolutely have a fighting chance. I'll go into this. In the matches, but he was on the bench the last time we played.
Yeah.
It was Shea and Bradley.
Oh,
starting.
That's right.
Would like to see the 3-point.
Dark times.
Would like to see the 3-point attempts in the 30s for this one, for us.
Okay.
They got the number one rated offensive rating in the league. We're just going to have to. We have to put shots up.
We have to put shots up. That's
Mark.
That's fair.
And shoot better than 16%.
I think we got to get to the line.
I also agree with that.
That's my one counterpoint to shooting from three is this is like the biggest. Sure. This is the thing that the Warriors are the worst at. It's hard to find a flaw in their game.
Yeah.
But they are 28th in the league in free throw attempts. So,
what?
Yeah, it's like it is the biggest hole in their game.
Yes.
Largely due to a lot of outside shooting and stuff like that. Obviously, I think there's also there might be some bias in the refereeing when you're the best team in the league for
literally everything else.
So they only take about 20 a game attempts, yeah. And they allow their opponents an average of about 25 a game. So met with us, we're looking at a pretty solid point differential there in the free throw attempts.
Yes.
And that's going to need to cover any sort of shooting weaknesses that we're having.
Yeah.
So that's going to be super huge. And just to some other weak points, I think that shooting from outside is going to be really, really hard for us. Especially with Durant on Gallo. Like, that's a hard
tough
matchup. With Clay or Dre or whoever else is going to be on the forwards, that's just going to be really, really difficult.
Yeah.
So I think that we need to have a really strong showing in the paint. I don't think Dre or Boogie or Bogut, I don't think any of those guys really want it with us in the paint. I think that if we can
get
the ball inside.
He's just kind
of a dick. Bogut. More like Yogut. You got to be kidding me.
Okay. I don't know. We're off the rails now.
So just kind of, force them to play in the paint. We watched in the Houston game, we got so concerned with the perimeter that we let them score a lot inside.
A lot of lobs.
And in this game, they don't have the elite rim runner.
Agreed.
There is Boogie Cousins. His athleticism has taken a step.
Not necessarily a rim runner either.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, he likes post-ups and stuff like that. And he, they'll probably try to play him outside a little bit as well. So, yeah, I think that we got to force them into the paint. If we can actually do what we try to do against Houston, we won't be as vulnerable to the explosive inside scoring that they had.
Absolutely. This next section is kind of a boring one for a team like this. What could go wrong against the Warriors?
I don't know.
Bunch
man.
Of stuff.
Three-point shooting?
Yeah. We're going to get a Clay, Durant, Curry, or Boogie show.
Yeah.
I don't know. If things get out of hand, I just want to see our guys playing hard.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to get out of hand like the Houston game, but if it does, it'd be just nice to see the guys, getting some good run out.
Yeah.
There's just nothing specific I could really pinpoint. There's a million things that could go wrong for this game.
Definitely.
I just hope it's not a Boogie game.
Yeah.
I don't want the confidence of Zubats or Trez to be potentially shaken by that.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Let's get into these matchups.
All right.
Itching for Beverly versus Curry.
Okay.
Haven't really seen it this year.
No.
Like, at all. No. Bev was on the bench in the January matchup. He went 0-for-4 and fouled out.
Yikes.
Not good. Those were some dark times. After the Rockets game and possibly sitting out tonight.
Yeah.
You'd have to imagine he wants to maybe make a statement.
Definitely.
To people who forgot about him. Would love to see an 0-8-9, plus 15 performance.
Oh, that'd be great.
Like a vintage, not a lot of scoring, but just Curry maybe only scores 19 points or something like that. That's no disrespect to Patrick Beverly at all.
No.
But I'm really excited
Holding
for that.
Holding Curry to sub-20 would be great. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you got?
Gallo versus Durant. I talked about it a little bit. This is such a freaking hard matchup.
He has the strength advantage.
He has the strength advantage. So I think anytime... I mean, the key is going to be creating mismatches where... where Gallo gets on to Dre or somebody in the post.
Yeah.
And then, man, Durant is just going to give him a hard time on the perimeter.
Yeah,
he's going to give him a really, really hard time.
We're going to see a bunch of that rip move that he does.
Yeah. So that's going to be really difficult. I think, though, that Gallo, if he closes out well, he could have a decent defensive performance against Durant.
Another sub-20 situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's all you can really hope for.
Exactly.
He's got to eat his meatballs pregame.
Yeah,
it's like Wheaties for him, but it's a big bowl of meatballs.
And just force Durant to take those long twos that he loves so much. And if he makes them, I don't know, at least it's only 2 points.
Yeah, I like that outlook. What's your prediction for this game?
Man, I don't really know how to handicap this one. I'm going to say... I'm going to say 115-112 Clippers.
Oh, you're saying a nail biter.
Oh, yeah.
Classic cardiac Clippers game.
Yeah. All these games have been pretty close, except for that one shellacking.
Yeah, that was not good. I'm going to say, I'm going the other way. I think it's going to be close, but I think the Warriors are going to win.
All right.
They get the advantage of being at home.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah. That's fair.
They have a break. They play the Cavs tonight.
Yeah.
And then they play us. So yeah. I think it's going
to
be.
I guess you're right. I guess you're right. Yeah. I mean,
you can stick to your pick.
I'm sticking to my guns, but
it could happen.
They are at home, and I feel like that does make them less likely to sit people. So
yeah, gotta give those investment bankers what they want to see.
Oh yeah.
Up next we have the Pacific Division rankings and Love, Marry, Kill. But first, guys, if you're listening to multiple podcasts, where can they listen to multiple Locked On podcasts?
Himalaya app.
That is the Himalaya app. You can check out Locked On Net, which has all of the social stuff in there. You can listen to Anthony Irwin on Locked On Lakers. Excuse me. Talk about the matchup tonight, and then maybe listen to us after. I don't know.
Yeah.
Could be a good time. Again, that is
cue it up.
Cue it up, dude. That is the Himalaya app.
All right. So.
We made it.
We made it. Is this our last Pacific Division power ranking?
Yeah.
No, we'll do it at the end of the season.
Yeah, we'll do it at the end of the season.
Yeah.
What you got? I like how you went by yours.
Okay.
So this is like quasi end of the year stuff.
Yeah, this is some quasi end of the year stuff.
Real
this
root is, stuff, I would say.
Oh yeah. Yeah. This one's for the old heads.
This one's for the day ones.
This one is for the day ones. So I'm going a little bit wild. I'm going a little rogue on this Pacific Division power ranking.
All right, how are you ranking them?
So I'm going by OT wins. Because
okay. I already know your list, but I'm gonna let these people hear what you got to say.
The West is hard. All right,
agreed. Especially this Pacific Division.
That's the thing, and I think that coming down to the clutch.
Yeah,
teams that got it, you know, they got it.
They got it.
And teams that don't,
tell you one thing, they don't.
Yeah, there has beens, never worse.
Well, I think they're kind of worse.
Nah.
All right.
So. At the top of the Pacific Division is your Los Angeles Clippers, baby. 4-1 in OT.
Love it.
Good luck. If we take you outside of the four frames, you're done.
Unless you're the Lakers, which is our only one loss.
You're done.
Who you got at two?
Two. I'm going.
This one doesn't even make sense given your criteria.
I'm going my fun sons. All right. They're currently 2-3. In overtime.
Which is, anyway.
Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's the thing. They do have one more loss than the team that I'm ranking in the three spot.
They have two more losses than the team in the three spot.
Oh, no. That's a miss. That's a mistype.
My bad.
They only have one more loss than the team I have in the three spot.
Okay.
But. They've been to more overtimes. So.
Harder. I like that. You're using compound rankings.
They've made it, you know, they've made it more times.
You're like the VCS board. You're like, well, I don't know. All right, who's three?
Three is the Brentwood Lakers.
Ooh.
They are 2-2 in overtimes. But as I said, they haven't been to as many overtimes as the Suns.
Very true.
Four, I got the Kings, who, this stat surprised me.
Yeah.
They're 0-2 in overtimes.
Rough.
Yeah. Not
tough.
Great.
Not great. What you're only leaving one team out so far.
So last place in the Pacific Division, Golden State Warriors.
I couldn't believe this.
0-5
in OT.
Yeah,
bunch of losers.
Pack of losers. What are you gonna do?
I mean, I like those rankings. If anyone has any qualms with it, I mean, the numbers are there. So good luck trying to argue this. My rankings, I went by how the season went in terms of expectations.
Okay.
Number one. Your Los Angeles Clippers.
Yeah.
This season went phenomenally.
Yeah.
This season went better than I think anyone thought it was going to go. I was a conservative. I think I said something. I think I said like 43 wins or something like that.
Yeah, I was right around there.
This has exceeded that. If you thought we were going to win close to 50, congrats. You have a bunch of faith. You've been huffing cans of hope all season, which is great. But for the most of us, I think this season absolutely, with all the movement of players, everything, exceeded expectations 1,000%.
Yeah.
To the nth degree. Number two, I have the Kings.
Okay.
Great season. They increased every important metric.
Got to agree. I'm really bummed they weren't able to make the playoffs, but
they increased like every important team metric. I mean, Hield and Fox seemed to make a jump. Everyone was playing well. They rallied around the Bagley injury.
Yeah, Bagley looks great too.
Harry Giles looks phenomenal. It seems like a great year to be a Kings fan.
Yeah. Do you think they keep Willie Cauley-Stein?
I think they do. The chemistry on that team seems great right now.
Yeah.
Third, I have the Warriors.
Okay.
Good for them.
Yeah, pretty good.
They hit a couple of bumps.
Yeah.
They had some professional disagreements. Still seem to be the favorite to win the NBA championship.
Yeah.
So they're right in the middle.
Seem to be. Do you disagree?
It depends on how I wake up that day.
That's
Bucks
fair.
Looked great. Giannis looks like he's on another level right now.
I don't know if the Bucks make it out of the East.
You know, wake up on a different day. Fourth, I have the Suns.
Okay.
Yeah, it went okay.
Yeah, it went pretty good.
I don't really know what they expected. They weren't going to be a playoff team, but what are you going to do?
And Devin Booker had a great season.
Yeah, love Devin Booker. And then last place, I have the Knicks West.
Ah, yes.
They did not have the best season. Any Lakers fan who tells you the season was a throwaway, I would just reference that video of Magic Johnson talking about building this specific team for the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's not a throwaway. That was my power rankings. And now we're going to play...
some Love, Mary Gill.
Oh, yeah. We're doing lottery teams futures.
Yeah. Who's on the board?
We got a couple minutes here. We got the Knicks, Cavs, Suns, Chicago Bulls, Atlanta Hawks, Memphis Grizzlies. What?
You put in half of these as the names of the teams, and then I put in the other half as just the name of the city.
I mean, it's inside of how our brains work. I'll go first on this one.
All right.
I think we're going to have the same one. Actually, maybe not. I am loving the Suns.
Oh, yeah. I got the exact same
right?
one.
Right? I'm loving the Suns.
I know long term, it's probably going to continue to disappoint.
There. Yeah. But right now, this is a fun time, man. We're going to the boardwalk.
This is like the third year in a row that I'm like, I'm really excited for what's going to happen with the Suns.
Yeah. No matter what happens, it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah.
This is like that relationship where you fight a bunch, but when it's good, it's really good.
Yeah.
And then you come home and like she's like burned holes in your sneakers.
Yeah.
And then 6 hours later, you're splitting a banana shake.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's volatile for sure.
It's volatile. With... you know, blips of 50-point games and DeAndre Ayton being great.
Yeah, this like relationship also has a weird family aspect where the father is oddly controlling and very, very bizarre.
Yes, that's a very good point. And then we also might be the same right here. I am marrying the Atlanta Hawks future.
Yeah, I got the same one. Man, this was a bad one.
This was a bad one. They're just... that Luka trade seems great for them.
It really does.
They got an extra pick, unless it's top five protected, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's looking right now like it's going to convey at six.
Okay, but I mean, it just seems great. Trae Young is phenomenal. He's mm-hmm. proved both of us wrong, I think.
Oh, yeah, I was way off.
I think that's safe to say.
Yeah, you know the thing that I overlooked, though, was really the passing game.
I thought it was inflated.
I focused too much on the shooting, and I was like, I don't know that that's going to really carry over.
Yeah, we're just wrong about both.
Yeah, wrong about both, for sure.
I also like how he clearly gets shape-ups but does not get an actual haircut. He will get his hairline fixed, but no, I respect
it. The line is fixed, but I don't know what's going on with the rest of it.
I have a very similar kind of hair situation, I would say, in terms of like...
you are rocking. Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit... I got to get a haircut. Anyway, and then I am killing... I think I'm killing the Knicks.
Okay. I'm killing the Bulls.
I'm killing the Knicks because they can't really seem to develop anyone, and... I just don't know what. I mean, they might get Durant and Kyrie, but I just don't. They're still the Knicks.
Yeah, they're still the Knicks, and I'm killing Chicago, and it's for a similar reason, except for I don't think that they even have the chance to land a marquee free agent.
Ooh.
Like the Knicks do.
Yeah,
and there's
what
just
if they signed Jimmy Butler.
There's just zero direction in that roster. Like I don't think they really have a whole lot of identity.
Yeah,
there are some promising
right
young
now.
Guys.
Their identity, I feel like, is like scrappy, but there's no like real.
But they can't close
it.
Out games
exactly.
And there's like there is some interesting talent on that team for sure.
Talent.
I just think that they're further away than any other team on this list.
Interesting. I like that.
Except for maybe the Cavs. The Cavs are definitely.
I honestly forgot the Cavs are on this list.
Yeah, the Cavs are
I
a
would
little
put,
rough.
We should add Love, Mary, Kill, and then Ghost for when we have a bunch of things. And I would ghost the Cavs.
I would definitely
the Cavs
ghost
would
the
be
Cavs.
Like, hey, are you up? And I would text back, no, I'm actually asleep right now texting you.
And I kill Chicago over Memphis because...
Memphis always figures it out, it seems like.
Memphis does a lot with very little, and they have for their entire franchise.
Jaren Jackson Jr. looks sweet.
Jaren Jackson Jr. looks good. They still have Mike Conley. Windhorse had a hot take that he thinks that... has a hot take that she thinks that the Lakers are unable to sign anyone, and they make a trade for Mike Conley.
Who do they trade for Conley?
I don't know.
LeBron? Guys, that about wraps it up for us. We're going to be at the game tonight, so check out at Will Updike, at Charles Bachler, at Locked On Clips for some pre- and post-game stuff. We will be at Tom's Urban on Sunday.
That's right.
You want to come through?
Yeah, 5:30 p.m.
Check us out on the Himalaya app. Are we going to do a live stream if we lose tonight?
We'll see how we're feeling. We'll it's just kind of difficult.
Yeah, we'll see how rage-induced we are if we end up losing. Monday, we're going to have recaps of the hopeful victories against the Lakers and the Warriors. We'll be taking a look at the new guys on the Freshies. What else are we doing on Monday? That about it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. All
right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On Buckeyes Network. I've been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. Thanks for listening.